Living with purpose, wisdom for your journey. You know, in the middle of all the craziness of life, it's easy to get caught up in being busy, right? But hey, let's be real for a moment. Nobody's ever truly too busy. It all comes down to what we prioritize in our lives. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33? He told us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. So yeah, it's about what we put first, or in this case, should I say, who we put first? Do we even think about the Lord before we leave the house or start our chores or begin a new project? And hey, don't underestimate the power of your own happiness or joy in Christ. Seriously, if something brings you joy and it honors God, hold on to that. Nurture it quietly and watch it grow. Proverbs 17:22 puts it beautifully. A cheerful heart is good medicine. You know that? Now, when it comes to relationships, it can get sticky. Got to be careful who you trust. We know that. You know that. You don't even need me to tell you that. It's like that old saying, salt and sugar might look alike, but they sure don't taste the same. Proverbs 3:5-6 reminds me, which I hope I can remind you as well as a listener, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Yeah, isn't it wonderful to know that the Lord has our backs, that we can run to Him, that we can seek Him. And hey, the best moments of your life, well, somebody might even say they're still ahead of you. Well, they would be, or they will be, if you're a believer in Christ, because eternity is in your future if you're a believer in Jesus. And Jeremiah 29:11 promises that God has great plans for us, to give us hope of future and to prosper us. Now, some of you might take that a little out of context and say, well, does that mean that He'll give me all the money I need? Nobody will always give you all the comfort and encouragement and promise of hope in Him and joy. And His love is far reaching always. When this world lets us down, when our purpose seems crazy, when wisdom eludes you, we can run to Christ. And time will tell. It's such a revealing force in life. It's fast, it's slow, we don't have enough time, time gets away. Where did yesterday go? When will tomorrow come? Time shows what people really think about and what they do. You know, in the Bible it says that the Lord will bring to light what's hidden in darkness and expose the motives of the heart. So Lord, that would be my prayer, and I hope it would be yours. As we seek our purpose and we want to be wise in our walk, that as time unfolds, that people see that our motive is to please God. And when you're hurting, when life does let you down, don't feel like you have to spill it all out to everyone. Guilty as charged, been that person. Don't want to be that person every day. And Proverbs 29:11 says that the fool gives full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. You know, sometimes healing can come quietly. We've got to protect our mind. It's where the real battles are fought. Romans 12:2 tells us not to let the world shape us, but to let God transform us by changing the way we think. So friend, you are worth it. Again, friend, you are worth it. Psalm 139:14 tells me that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So don't settle for anything less than what God has created you to be, to become, to live, and that you would cherish each day. And you know what? Sometimes silence speaks volumes. And this is coming from a person who's a little bit noisy, who speaks and talks too much. Proverbs 17:28 puts it like this: even fools seem wise when they keep their mouths shut. That's my advice to myself. If you happen to need it, you may borrow it. So let's leave yesterday behind and focus on today. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14 encourage us to forget what's behind and press toward the goal. It's all about moving forward, right? So be real, be honest, be authentic. Ephesians 4:25 reminds me, speak the truth in love. That's how we build real connections. And when fear tries to creep in, remember, it's temporary. Joshua 1:9 tells us to be strong and courageous, for God is always with us. Yes, we all know as we're seeking purpose and as we're seeking God, life can throw punches at us. But remember, in Christ, you are resilient. Psalm 34:19 says that the God is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. So my friend, cherish the present, let go of the past, and embrace the journey. Ecclesiastes reminds us there's a time for everything. Let's make the most of today, and let's do it with God. This is Pam Kumpy, writing what I live and see, and at times talking about what I live and see.